Live from NPR News, I'm Giles Snyder. A new Congress convenes today. Democrat Nancy Pelosi expected to be reelected House Speaker. The Senate cannot determine its majority leader, though, until after Tuesday's special elections in Georgia. On Wednesday, both houses will meet to certify that Joe Biden won the presidential election. Some Republicans, though, say they will object. And now more Senate Republicans plan to join them. Here's NPR's Jason Slotkin.
The seven Republican senators include Ted Cruz from Texas and Marsha Blackburn of Tennessee. And they're joined by four senators-elect who also say they'll reject electors from states they consider disputed. Their reasoning is unprecedented allegations of voter fraud. But what their Saturday statement does not offer is any evidence to back up their concerns, nor does it specify the states. The group of Republicans aren't supported by most Republican senators, including Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, since an attempt to stop the certification is likely to fail. Jason Slotkin, NPR News.
Vice President Pence is backing Republican lawmakers' plan to object to the Electoral College results. His chief of staff has shared a statement saying Pence welcomes the efforts of House and Senate members to use the authority they have under the law to raise objections. Pence is to preside over what is usually a routine Electoral College vote count. To Florida now, Governor Ron DeSantis is moving ahead with plans to vaccinate those 65 and older instead of reserving the shots for health care and frontline workers. From member station WLRN, Veronica Zaragovia reports.
The decision to bypass CDC recommendations means that people like police officers, teachers, supermarket employees, and transit workers will not yet get vaccinated against COVID-19. Hospitals and counties did not receive instructions on how to inoculate people 65 and older, or whether they must be state residents. That's led to confusion across the state. In some areas, seniors have set up chairs to wait in line overnight for a vaccine. Others have tried getting appointments through phone lines and websites that crashed quickly. DeSantis has consistently ignored federal guidelines during the pandemic, like choosing not to enforce masks. For NPR News, I'm Veronica Zaragovia in Miami.
To Houston, police there are searching for some 15 victims of human trafficking, including women and children. Assistant Chief James Jones says police were alerted to the situation when nine men escaped from a home in the city's Westwood neighborhood. They fled to a local restaurant to seek help for the others being held.
Time we got back, the suspects and the other victims were gone.
Speaking to reporters last night, Jones said there are no suspects in custody and that police believe up to four people may be involved with holding the group. You're listening to NPR News. The death toll from the coronavirus pandemic in the U.S. now tops 350,000. Figures compiled by Johns Hopkins University show the country passed that mark early today. More than 20 million Americans have been infected, and several states have reported a record number of cases over the past few days, including North Carolina and Arizona. Some jurisdictions in Canada continue to shatter records with daily case counts of the coronavirus. Dan Karpinchuk reports that health experts say the high numbers are a result of people not staying home over the holidays.
Ontario has recorded more than 5,800 new COVID-19 cases over 2 days, including a pandemic high of 3,363 cases reported on Saturday. Nearly 100 deaths were also recorded. Ontario's death toll has now surpassed 4,600. Of the cases reported Saturday, nearly a third were in the Toronto area. The province remains under full lockdown, the northern region until January the 9th, the southern, more populous part, until January 23rd. One infectious disease expert, Dr. Dale Kalina, says the new high case numbers in Ontario are disappointing and are the result of people not staying at home, not social distancing, and holding gatherings over the holidays. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
India has formally authorized two coronavirus vaccines for emergency use. India's drugs regulator gave final approval today to AstraZeneca's vaccine, as well as one developed by an Indian company. India plans to start by vaccinating healthcare workers and is aiming to immunize 300 million people by August, India behind only the U.S. in terms of total number of reported coronavirus infections. This is NPR News.